On this episode of Aviator Cast, success while flying a desk at home.
Welcome, aviators, to another episode of Aviator Cast. Load up your flight bag with useful flight training topics, interviews, and aviation passion. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. Coming to you from Angle of Attack Headquarters in Homer, Alaska, here's your host and flight instructor, Chris Palmer.
All right, welcome aviators. Hope that you are doing well wherever you are. Coming to you from beautiful Homer, Alaska today, we've got some sunshiny days. My name is Chris Palmer from Angle of Attack. Happy to have you here. Hope you're well. Hope you're doing well in this quarantine time. I'm in quarantine myself. I have to stay at home or come to work. Can't go anywhere else. So it's kind of an interesting time for me. Interesting time for everyone. I hope that this podcast finds you well and that it helps encourage you through this time in a positive way. And that's really what this podcast, I hope, is all about for you. So have you ever been in a powerful airplane where you pull out onto the runway, you line up with the runway, you check over everything, you've already done all your checklists, and now it's time to go. You hold the brakes, you push forward that really powerful engine. Hopefully it's a powerful engine, not a tiny little airplane, but powerful engine. You're pushing it forward. The airplane just wants to go, but you're still holding on the brakes, shaking, shaking, shaking. And it's just ready to lurch forward, quick takeoff, climb into the sky and get out of there. That's what I'd like you to get out of today is you have an opportunity right now to power up on this runway that we're on right now. We're all holding, line up and wait for that next surge in our aviation journey, our aviation training, whatever it is, wherever you're going, we're all kind of waiting right now. But this can be a very powerful time for you if you do so. You can also choose to sit there on the runway and sit idle, sit idly by, just wait patiently for things to pass. But what I would like you to get out of this great time that we're in right now is to actually create something great out of it. May not be a great time, but create something great out of it and have that power surging so that when it is time to release those brakes on this entire pandemic crisis we're going through, that you lurch forward and you are climbing very quickly. So we are going to talk about several aspects that you can do, several things you can do at home to help you throughout this time. Things that you do at home that will help you in that step forward. Those are things like flight simulation and how to get that started. I'll take you through that. The types of things you can study and work on and why that is so important right now. And then remote instruction. So these are just three very simple concepts to think about in this time, but I think it is very important to consider them with this extra time that you have at home while some of us, some of you are potentially even waiting indefinitely for when you can take your next step, all right? When you can release those brakes and fly forward. So that's going to be what we're working on today. If you like this podcast, it is on video on YouTube and it is on audio on iTunes and a bunch of other platforms. Please like it, subscribe to it on YouTube especially. And if you are listening on iTunes or one of those other platforms, please leave a review that helps us with our rankings. That'll just help out a whole ton in getting the word out there about Aviator Cast. And I really appreciate that. So let's get into flight simulation. So I have a question for you first and foremost. Do you want to have infinite, meaningful practice that can help most aspects of your flying during this time while you're at home? It's a bit of a rhetorical question. Of course, you would love to have that infinite, meaningful practice while you're at home. Who wouldn't want that? And simulation can open up that door for you. So the goal through this process of perhaps implementing flight simulation into your at-home study, your at-home time right now, is to build a simple and effective home simulator. I'm also going to talk about some ways that you can use that home simulator to keep your skills going, to refresh, to build skills even, which is a little bit tricky without an instructor on board, but there still are ways. So let's talk through that a little bit. I think the biggest thing that people have a question about first and foremost is gear. What do you actually need to have a flight simulator, to make a flight simulator happen. So I'm going to get through that a little bit now. You can go to my website, angleofattack.com. Go to the blog area and you'll see this particular episode there. And I'll also put it on the YouTube episode of the links to some of this gear that I'm recommending. And then you can go there and perhaps purchase some of these things, okay? So this is a place that you can go and get started. This is really more of a get started thought for those of you that haven't even built a simulator yet. I want to keep it really simple. I don't think you need to go crazy. I'm talking about low cost, high effective or high efficiency a simulator that we can just get right now, set up some controls and get going. So first and foremost, you need a simple gaming computer. That term gaming is really important because the video card and some of the other hardware that you need to run the simulator is more in line with a gaming computer than it is any other type of computer. So there are some affordable options out there. You can get some laptops, some desktops that are already built. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them from Dell and HP that are fairly affordable. The reason why I start there and just say that you can get them basically off the shelf is because I feel like most of you pilots aren't going to want to go out there and become these ultra nerdy flight simmers that build a cockpit in their spare bedroom. I know that you want to get something off the shelf and get started right away. And so that's more the direction this goes. A gaming computer helps you do that. Can be a laptop or a desktop. You may already have something like that that works. And that's going to be what you're looking for. Overall, I'd like to keep the cost of all of this below $1,000. And I'm talking like the computer, the peripherals, and the controls. Let's try to keep everything under $1,000 for the entire setup, okay? It's definitely possible you can go above and beyond that. I have a simulator here in my office that is very, very nice. That is more in the $3,000 range, but it is way too nice for the average consumer. I mean, this is more of like a showpiece for the material that I create than it is something just to practice at home and have proficiency. So a gaming laptop or desktop. Then we get into the flight controls. There are many options out there where you buy them, they literally connect up with USB, they clamp on your desk, and they just plug right into the simulator, essentially. The simulator detects those, and then you can get flying right away. You can go into the simulator, pick your airplane, and essentially the controls will work. Sometimes there's a little bit of a calibration thing you have to go through, but that's fairly straightforward. But for the most part, these flight controls are plug and play. Now, I think that you should get all three flight controls if you possibly can. I'm talking yoke, throttle, and pedals. This is an investment for the future as well, where even when we're outside of this pandemic time, you can use these flight controls for your continued proficiency. So you're going to be talking in the $300 to $400 range at the bottom end, and you could even go above that if you want to invest in even nicer flight controls. I actually use the cheaper stuff. I think it works just fine. I don't feel like I need realistic controls like I have in the airplane, because an airplane is an airplane, a simulator is a simulator, and I'd rather, you know, use that money more effectively somewhere else. So they have really nice yokes you can get. I'll recommend one of those again in the description or on the blog. Rudder pedals are very helpful because I think as a pilot, you need to connect your mind to your feet. So let's not forget about those rudder pedals. Some would even suggest that if you have to just use a joystick with a rudder on there and everything else, throttle on there, that can work too. I don't think that's the end of the world if you just get a joystick. That's just fine. I can even recommend one again in the description, but I do think that investing in a yoke, throttle, pedals, for those of you that are flying fixed wing airplanes for training purposes, which is going to be most of you, that's going to be your best setup. The flight controls I like, they're Logitech. They have both a yoke and a throttle that come in the same package, and then you buy the pedals separately. Again, you'll see that link. The simulator itself, so the software, Mac or PC can run X-Plane. I actually prefer X-Plane right now because it looks really good just outside the box, out of the box. Like, you load it up and everything looks nice. And it runs really well. Multi types of computers there with Mac and PC. And they have just everything you need right out of the box. If you want to get crazy and go and buy a third-party airplane, then you can do that by going to some of these other software developers that create airplanes that you can install into X-Plane. So there's that whole other side market we're not going to get too much into, but it is interesting that your particular airplane, you can get a model for it and basically fly what you're flying now in X-Plane. So X-Plane is a really good one. That's the one I recommend right now. There is a new one coming out from Microsoft soon. It's not out yet. I don't know if it's going to be the end of this year when it's out, but it does look really nice. That's all I really know about it. And then there is Prepared, which is Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin actually bought the former rights to the previous Microsoft simulator and all of its code, and they built on top of that. They've made a nice simulator, but I don't feel it really looks that great and operates that great right outside the box. I think X-Plane is a much better out-of-the-box package, and that's definitely the way to go, all right? So you set up your simulator. You've got a desktop or a laptop, whether you purchased it or already had one that was kind of a gaming machine. You've got your flight controls. You plug those in. You downloaded the simulator. You can just get it as a download, and you've installed it on your machine. So now what? How do you actually work on this at your home? What should you work on? So one of the biggest things that simulators have an advantage on is instrument work. So obviously, just being able to stare right there at the instruments that come with the airplane that comes in the simulator and manipulating the controls is very, very helpful for instrument. You can set up the weather, and so it's IMC outside the airplane. That will always, always, always be an effective tool with this simulator that you have purchased. So instrument is a fantastic thing to do and a good way to keep proficiency, even if legally you can't log the time on your home simulator. It keeps you proficient in that craft, all right? But getting outside the box of instrument, because I think it's pretty clear to most pilots that a home simulator would be good for that and good for that long term. Think about using this for everything or every type of flying with things like emergency procedures. So how long has it been since for your airplane you've taken those emergency procedures and you've really memorized them so that if something were to come up, you don't even need to look at the checklist. You can just run through those emergency checklists as a memory item, make sure you've done everything you can, and then you move to the checklist. This is a really good time to get stuff like that down, to practice. You can even simulate engine fires. You can simulate an engine out, and you could ride the airplane all the way down to your landing spot of choice, your best landing spot of choice. And that is something that you can't replicate in a real airplane. So using simulators for maybe some reality or virtual reality based things that they're good at is pretty cool. So emergency procedures. Say that you are a student pilot, VFR pilot, even like a commercial pilot, and you're going to be taking a solo cross country or big cross country for your commercial. You could fly those flights in the simulator and take it very seriously. You know, do all the flight planning, call up flight service, use your iPad. Your iPad with 4Flight will link right up with your simulator and show it as though it is actually real. You can use real world weather along with that. And the scenery, the airports, everything you see along the way is going to be very, very much like the flight that you will actually do. So you could get a head start on that with just using the simulator. That's pretty cool to do that. So working on those next flights that are going to be in your flight training. Checklists. Just general checklist use. And maybe this is better stated as, you know, work on the things that need to become better habits for you. Things like checklists, procedures, flows, things like that, that you can do in a simulator that would be really, really helpful, and just repeat them over and over and over again. So in terms of like maneuvers, simulators aren't that great for VFR. They are pretty tricky to land because you're not getting a bunch of extra information that you usually get during landing, like your peripheral vision and depth perception. And so there are things that they aren't really good at, but we still can use them for, I think, whatever we need to right now, just to stay sharp during this time. Now, I mentioned those next flights that you're going to be doing, cross countries more like, and I think that simulators could even be used to look ahead with your instructor. We'll talk about your instructor a little bit later. Look ahead with your instructor and look at the flights that you are going to be doing. And maybe there are some things that you could work on, particularly if you already know a few things and you can go out there and do cross-country flights, for example. That would be really helpful. But maybe there's stuff you could get ahead on that would help you out a whole lot. Again, the thought here is bringing things back big picture is you're lined up with that runway, you're holding the brakes, and you're pushing the power forward. So how can we use a simulator to get this engine roaring, this flight training, this aviation journey engine rolling, and prepare it for that time when our leaders, our authorities, our society is open for business again, and we can release those brakes and we're getting after it. Whatever creative ways that you can use a simulator to achieve that is something that I definitely recommend and would hope that you go after. So that's flight simulators. The next one is study. All right. So do you want to make a major leap forward during this time and come out ready to achieve your next big goal? This could maybe be applied to anything, but I want this to be applied to knowledge. So our goal here is going to be achieve a new level of aviation knowledge. Now, one of the drawbacks I see, or maybe not drawbacks, but one of the common things I see with students is that they are very willing to go out and spend money and fly an airplane. But it is very hard for people to be self-directed at home in their study regimen. This is just human nature, I think. It's just, you know, we are averse to study this thing that we need to study at home. It happened with school, and now even with flying, something we're passionate about, it's a little bit more difficult. Particularly for me, I never really enjoyed school, was never super good at it. I did well, I did just fine, but I never really felt like the pieces fit together. But when it came to flying, I was actually very passionate about it, and found that I had a joy in learning the material, and I still do. So, some thoughts on studying. We all know that getting a written test done and taking that step toward a license is a huge hurdle, and it is required, and it is something that can be a monkey on your back if you don't get out of the way. For those of you that have been in flying for a while, you know it's been a long time since you've touched on those subjects of airspace and communications and regulations, and this could actually be a good time for you to get back into a ground school. So here at Angle of Attack, we have a private and an instrument ground school, and it's a fantastic program that takes you through, gets you ready for the written test. But I've been thinking even outside the box, what happens when someone is already a pilot and they are sitting at home now, and they haven't taken a check ride in decades or years? This would be a good time to, man, just take ground school again and just refresh everything again. So if you have a new rating coming up, or your first rating, if you have your private pilot rating coming up, your instrument, your commercial, your CFI, whatever it is, now is a great time to get into ground school. You're at home, you're stuck anyway. Use this time to achieve that goal, that dream, that hurdle for a lot of people, even when they can fly, to do this part of it. You're stuck at home now, you may as well do it. So this is the perfect time. Get serious about it, you know, enroll in it first of all, put your name on the line, put your money on the line, and then create a schedule on how often you're going to study and how deeply you're going to study. I'm talking about squaring off several hours a day for that particular goal, and then get it done. Like, literally get it done, come up with a plan, work on it, and get it done. I do give specific guidance in my ground schools about how to study and how to best get ready for the test if that is the ultimate goal that you have. If not, it's going to be a great refresher that you can keep track of as you go along. So that's ground school. I think it's the perfect time. If you're holding back, it's the perfect time to just go for it. All right. Read or listen to a book. Now, I was never a book reader myself. I have found that with aviation books, it is a bit easier to read or go through them. Some of these I'm about to mention are some that you can read front to back. Some of them are those that you just reference. And some of them are going to be some you listen to. So I just have four here, and I'll just explain each of them very briefly. Stick and Rudder, it's kind of the Bible of how an airplane flies and how to fly an airplane. It is not one that I suggest reading front to back. You can, but you're not going to understand it, all of it, at least right now. This is something that sits on my nightstand, and I crack it open continually just to get like a chapter in here and a chapter in there. So I think Stick and Rudder is a must for absolutely every pilot, okay? It's a fantastic book. I try to teach its principles even in my primary training with my students, and I think it will continue to open up your eyes even if you have thousands of hours. The PHAC, or the Pilot Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge. Now, this is available in digital form. You can download it in ForeFlight, for example. You can download it on PDF on your computer. But I actually really like to have a physical copy of it. I've even put some tabs in for the different subjects. As an instructor, it's something that I'm constantly referencing when a subject comes up. So if I want to dive a little deeper into a carburetor system, or dive a little deeper into lift, or one I reference all the time and have my students read verbatim is the section on ground effect. It's just a great book to have on hand. It's kind of a textbook put out by the FAA that you just reference continually and build your knowledge little by little over time. Again, it's not one of those that you really read front to back. The Airplane Flying Handbook is a lot like that, but it's not as knowledge-based. So whereas the PHAC, or the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, is knowledge, the Airplane Flying Handbook is flying. So that's going to be going through your procedures, your maneuvers, your different phases of flight, and how to fly an airplane, essentially. Okay, so those are useful, practical books for flying that you can get today. Order them on Amazon, have them sent to you. I really recommend having the hard copies of those, okay? Whereas a lot of what I do even today is digital. And that's where we come to the next one. You could get this on a hard copy as well, but I listened to it and actually enjoyed the audiobook. It's called A Higher Call. It is about a World War II Luftwaffe pilot and a B-17 pilot separately. It follows their lives through the war. But they do cross paths at one point where the Luftwaffe pilot comes up to this disabled, smoking, struggling B-17 that's trying to make it out of Germany. He's about to blast them out of the sky. That's what they do in war. And he has pity on this flight crew and does not shoot them down, pulls up alongside of them. You know, they're trying to wave and signal and a bunch of different things. I'm not going to give away why, but he eventually, the Luftwaffe pilot, escorts them out of Germany. And because he was flying along their side, they didn't shoot him down, the B-17. So crazy story. And then they end up becoming friends later. That's the extent I'm going to say, but the background of that story is just very heartening, a very good human story. Just amazing, amazing, amazing. Best aviation book I've ever read / listened to. I listened to the book. The guy that narrated it did great accents. I thought it was just very fantastically done. I was so immersed in the book. Just amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, so that's A Higher Call. Something a little bit different, not so much knowledge-based, but you're still going to get little bits of aviation knowledge here and there. It's really just well, well done. All right. So that is the study part, the ground school, the books, different things you can do right now to get into, or rather keep your head in the game while you're flying a desk. Remote instruction. This is something that's come up. So do you want to still keep progress going on your flight training with your instructor, even when you can't see them or be with them? So the idea here is to continue that progress. The goal is to continue that progress that you've already started with your instructor. Say you're already in instruction, or maybe say that you are needing to get a flight review soon and you need to go through the ground portion of that before you can do the flight portion of it, which is coming, you know, when we can fly together again, that'll come real soon. So really simple here, not going to spend a whole lot of time on this particular topic, but you know, you can meet up with your instructor. You can call each other on FaceTime, Skype, Zoom. A lot of people are using that. And just as some suggestions, you could go over your next five lessons. Go over the next five lessons in your curriculum and start to cover all the ground for those lessons, okay? Stay fresh with what you've already covered. So if it's been a while since you've flown and we're getting to the point now where this has gone on for several weeks with people, you can stay fresh with what you've already covered, okay? So maybe going back and covering again some of those flights that you've done, some of the things that you could do better, et cetera. Maybe you could do a deep dive on a few topics that a lot of people don't know about, like aircraft systems. You could do a really deep dive on aircraft systems with your instructor and really start to understand what they, you know, what you're able to achieve there. And how to better troubleshoot by having the deep knowledge of those aircraft systems. Because people get to the commercial pilot level and still don't understand really what's going on with the aircraft system. So, you know, that's just one example, maybe airspace, communications, different things that could really help. Do a deep dive on certain topics. That could be a lot of fun. You could work on the written test stuff together. So you've gone through, you've done the ground school, you've done some reading of the books, you've gone through and taken some practice tests. You have some questions that you just need help with to think through a little bit. And your instructor can definitely help you out with that as well. They would be more than happy to help you out with that. So of course, they're going to charge for your time. That's what this is all about. We're not talking about free time here, but we're talking again, that analogy of you lined up on the runway. You've been told by the control tower to line up and wait. You line up and wait, and you're anticipating that release from the controller. So you push up that power. You're holding the brakes, which you actually typically wouldn't do. But, you know, you're rear and you're ready to go. And we're trying to use this remote instruction, this study, this flight simulation to prepare us to get ready to go. So as an example here in the flight instruction, go over those next five lessons. Can you imagine what happens when you can actually go fly with your instructor? When those five lessons are already briefed, ready, you have that knowledge, you're ready to go, how much you're going to accelerate through this training, just like how much you'll accelerate once you release those brakes with that power up. So I don't know. I just think that we got to get creative right now about the tools that we have and the options we have to keep that momentum, because things are going to come back. This will end. We will get through this. You know, the airline industry is going to get figured out. People are going to travel again. It'll all work out. It's just a matter of time. And so you can't just sit idly by and wait for it all to flash by your eyes. All right. So in conclusion, just my final thoughts is I really don't want you to lose sight of your dream right now. I know that this can seem like Groundhog Day, the same thing over and over again. And it feels that way because we really don't have anything to look forward to. We don't know when we can, you know, go on that vacation with friends, or when we can have that wedding, or when we can start our flight training again. And so every day is like a repeat of the same process. You know, we eat, we sleep, we watch Netflix, whatever. We just over and over again, it seems like we're kind of stuck on this hamster wheel. But kick yourself out of that a little bit and get yourself into something more productive and make this a really productive time for yourself, because this is a fantastic opportunity. You know, I'm in a different position where, you know, I'm a flight instructor. I can't fly with students right now. Some say I could, but I don't want to. I want to kind of keep the society rules, and I want this thing to be done. So I'm not going to do dual instruction for a while. But how else can I engage with people? You know, I can do that through remote instruction. I can do that by offering my ground school that's available on my website 24 hours a day at your leisure. It's already there for you to take part in. I plan on going and soloing an airplane and filming some more material that I can share with you on the internet. So we all got to get creative about where we're at and how to grow during this process and make lemonade out of the lemons that we've been dealt. So, again, the entire idea We're lined up on the runway. We push up that power. We're holding the brakes. And so that when all this is done, we can release those. We cruise down the runway pretty quick, ease back on that yoke, and fly into the sky. And that is the plan. I hope you guys are a little bit inspired by this. It is a little bit of a kick in the pants. You can tell that I'm passionate about this. I really do want you, individually you, to have some success during this process. I don't want you to just sit there and binge watch your shows. That's fine. Slow down a little bit. Reevaluate your life. Spend time with your family, but also do something productive. It is good for the soul to do something productive. And I wish you all the health and happiness in this time that you can muster, and pray that you are well no matter what situation that you are in. So that is my hope and prayer for you. All right. And if you guys need ground school, that's available. CheckRide Ace, if you have a CheckRide coming up, that's CheckRide preparation. You can find all that stuff at angleofattack.com. Again, remember to subscribe, please. Comment, like, share. All those things help me with this channel. You know, I don't ask you guys to pay for this sort of content. It's just there for you to have. And I do hope that you become my ground school students and we can have that sort of actual connection together someday. I will get to fly with several of you at some point as you visit Alaska. But, you know, I really just want to get the word out and share this encouragement with as many pilots as I can right now. So again, I hope this finds you well and that you can help in that process of spreading the word and do your own work by doing something great right now. Okay. Again, please stay happy, healthy, and well right now. We'll get through this and join the comments. Let me know if you like this podcast. You can always message me on Instagram. I'm very engaged there and I will talk to you guys soon. Next week, I'll be here. Until then, throttle on.
We sincerely thank you for joining us on Aviator Cast. Please subscribe through your favorite podcast service and leave a review. Check out more flight training resources at angleofattack.com. There you can find this podcast, many free aviation training videos, as well as online ground school for private instrument, commercial, and CFI. Got a check ride coming up? CheckRide Ace from Angle of Attack is your ultimate companion, guiding you through the process so you can conquer your big day. Thanks once again for joining us on Aviator Cast. Turn left, contact Ground Point Niner.